Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7, The Wolf.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because I want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that independent paralegal AJ making $47,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Alex from Snohomish. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, more than anything, first of all, first and foremost, as it were, thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary. We appreciate you. You are helping out a lot of people, even if this feels a little cringy. We do appreciate it, Alex.
Hey, no problem.
All right, Alex is a heavy equipment mover. So what we'd like to do is put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. Alex, when we're done, we'll play a song. We'll collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, but then you're going to tell everybody. Alex, you are going to share your salary with the Morning Wolf Pack. Sound okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, well, here's the fun part. Rapid firing questions your way. We have 60 seconds on the clock. Emily, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Let's do this. Begin.
So does that mean you're driving a truck with the heavy equipment on it, moving it from different work sites?
Correct.
So in other words, you work for one of those rental equipment places?
Yeah. I would do anything from small to big, dirt work, aerial stuff, forklifts, all kinds of stuff like that.
Do you ever drive one of those wide load trucks with the truck in front and behind it?
No, we don't have stuff quite that big. We're just about 5 feet under that.
Have you ever had a big piece of heavy equipment fall off the truck on the way to the job?
No. Knocking on wood, no, not yet.
Okay, good.
That's a career ender.
How long have you been doing this?
For about 5 years.
What is the most expensive piece of equipment that you move?
The 210 excavator. I couldn't tell you what it costs, but it's pretty expensive.
Do you work solo?
In my truck, yes.
What do you do when you drop off a piece of equipment and the person has no idea how to run it?
It's really fun because you get to try to explain it to them, and it sounds bad, but there's pictures on stuff, so you just basically tell them to just look at the picture.
I'm sorry, Emily, that's all the time we have for the questions. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, great, 46150. And when I say us, I mean me, because I use one of your guesses every single day. So put your name and where you live on it. I'll thank you on the radio. Coming up here in about 3 minutes, because we're going to play the song. And when we get back, it's going to be awesome, because Alex in Snohomish is going to share his salary. He's going to tell you how much he makes every year as a rental equipment mover. Coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister.
100.7, The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because I want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, on the phone with us is Alex. He lives in Snohomish, and he is a rental equipment mover. Emily, what else did we just learn?
So he's moving heavy equipment from job site to job site. He's been doing this about 5 years, and he's never had equipment fall off his truck because that's a career ender. And he doesn't have to drive one with the flasher pilot cars in front and behind because his equipment isn't quite that large.
Yeah, when I think about that, I think about people moving those houses and stuff. That's what I see on the freeway, like mobile homes.
Oh, I've seen big equipment.
Yeah, yeah,
like
you're probably right. Yeah.
And stuff.
All right, so Emily, you were the winner the last time we played. That means you got to go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go, because you've been doing it 5 years, I'll go $71,000.
I'm going to use a text. I'm hoping Josh from Gig Harbor knows what he's talking about. He's at 75, a little bit bigger than you. I guess that would be the middle skyjack. Slow Joe, coming in rears.
I'm going to low jack at 62.
Oh, all right. So our guess is not that it really matters, Alex, but just kind of a fun little in-studio game that we like to play that I think I'm winning. 62, 71, and 75. Those are the guesses, but really, at the end of the day, it only matters what you do make. So, what is the number, Alex, that it's time to share your salary as a rental equipment mover?
My number is 130.
What the heck is even happening here today? What?
Is that salary or hourly?
It's hourly, but nobody asked the question, how many hours do I put in? I do about 60 to 65 hours a week.
Good Lord, how long have you been doing that?
About 5 years.
That is a tremendous amount of money. Can you honestly say, look, if you work hard and put in the time, if you do what I do, you can make this amount of money? Or are you in a special situation?
I'm kind of in a special situation. I got recruited into the spot I'm in. It just kind of gave me a higher wage. But if you do put in hours, if you don't mind working, I took a pay cut to come where I'm at. I was in the union driving a dump truck, but their hours were less. So I put in more hours, but I actually make more money. So I know it sucks to have to put in more hours, but I like a larger paycheck.
Is your job stressful at all?
It depends on the day. Like, we get a lot of people that, you know, you got four customers, they want their stuff at 7 a.m. Well, it's kind of hard to be four places at one time. So that's the only part that kind of sucks, is trying to juggle exactly who's going to get their stuff first. Or you just start a lot earlier and you drop off an hour or two earlier just to make sure everybody gets their gear. But other than that, it's actually really fun. I thoroughly enjoy doing what I do.
Alex, have you ever showed up to a job site and deemed it unsafe for your equipment and been like, nope, not going to leave this piece of equipment here because I feel like something bad is going to happen? Do you get to make that call?
Sometimes I have been to like a homeowner where they rented a big boom and they shouldn't have had it. And I'll leave it, but I have to at least call my dispatch and let them know what I think, and they get to make that decision.
Right on. Well, Alex, you blew our minds this morning, my friend. Wow. That's why we play the game. Share your salary. Alex, $130,000 a year moving heavy equipment. We are in the wrong line of work.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much for sharing your salary, being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack, and trust us when we say you definitely probably helped somebody out today.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.